This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because that socialist you elected is your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GROUP-0855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. I mean, seriously. Some of you, send me an email, joe@therealside.com. Tell me what your plans are for Juneteenth. I'm sure many of you are going to celebrate Juneteenth. I think I told you this once before. I still want a parade. You know, I don't know if you know this, but the Rose Bowl, the Rose Parade, every year in Pasadena. I think they're going to restart it this year. I'm not sure. But just before the Rose Bowl Parade, they have what they call a doodah parade. And the doodah parade is kind of a joke. And it's some of the goofballs that get together and they do their own little floats or own little things. They have to be done by a certain time. So they do this, and then they just do all the, you know, what do they have, the briefcase brigade and all of that. It's quite funny. But even with all that said, I want them to have a Juneteenth parade. I think it's the best thing they could do. And I think in it, they should celebrate all the things the Democrat Party did, I want to say for or to the black community. Right? What do you think? I'm just asking. I don't know whether this is true. You know, again, we'll have to go look at all the things that the Democrats have decided was good for the black community over the years and have them in the parade. You know what I'm saying? No? You don't care, huh? All right, another win. What is her name? Myra Flores for Congress. She is their worst nightmare. Okay? A Mexican immigrant that became an American citizen, right? She's a woman. So she's a woman of color. She's, I wouldn't say she's white, but she's a woman of color, right? And she's saying they claim that this is what they want. They claim they want more women in Congress. They claim they want, you know, more of this. And she says, I'm their worst nightmare. I'm an immigrant. I'm a woman. They claim to be for people of color. I'm someone of color, yet I got nothing. Oh, silly, silly girl. They don't really mean that. You saw that happen with Amy Comey Barrett, right? No, really. You saw that happen then. They didn't come to her rescue. They wanted to rip her apart. They really didn't hear what she had to say. In the least, actually. I mean, seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always be part of the solution. Get informed, get engaged, and truly be part of the solution. It's really that simple. I'm going to get it. And isn't anybody going to tell me what they're doing for Juneteenth? I'm curious. You're getting a day off. It's a federal holiday. So, I don't know. I find all of this quite interesting. You've been watching the... I've got to ask Sonia when she comes on. If she's been watching the January 6th fiasco. You can't... Come on. You can't call it hearings. If you call it a hearing, I have to question your sanity, you know? I mean, I don't know. I love this, though. A bishop of Massachusetts, and I know I touched on this earlier, right? He strips Massachusetts school of a Catholic status after it flew the Pride and BLM flags. And I'm reading some of the comments, right? And I love these people who say that Jesus ate for black folks. And this is proof. Really? Right. Because Jesus would have been all for BLM. See, Jesus would have never said Black Lives Matter. Because he came, he died for all lives. See, to him, all lives mattered. Right? And you can't just pick and choose a scripture you want to follow. These people don't know what scripture is. They don't really care what scripture is. How can you fly a gay, lesbian, transgender, whatever flag, when, I just don't get this, when you're a Christian school? Right? How does that happen? The flying of these flags in front of the Catholic school sends a mixed, confusing, and scandalous message to the public about the church's stance on these important moral and social issues. This is according to the bishop of the area. The decree was released this week. The flags have been displayed at the school since 2021. He's had it. Enough. Double City host, we'll see what Sonia Schmidt has to say about this. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, This is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 55-GO-JOEY, 55-732-5563. And, part of my God, I'm going to just bring her on because, I mean, I know in this area she'll agree with me. Sonia Smith joins me to bring a sense of sanity to the show. What are you shaking your head no for?
I'm not. I'm shaking yes.
Oh. Yeah, but you know what? You always say that. You always say you're not in a good mood, then you get that big smile on your face, and then, you know, you get into what we're doing, and it all goes away. All the sadness goes away, and everybody's happy
again. You just go shiny, and good.
Oh, right. Yeah, you want to comb my hair again? You said it made you laugh last time.
That did make me laugh.
I mean, I hate to say this, because I know some of the guys will hang up on me, but at least I got hair. You know,
full head of hair, but watching you brush it was like watching a 13-year-old brush his hair. It was very cute. Very funny. And I know your wife was behind you going, fix your hair!
Yep. Oh, yeah, no kidding. Yeah. No kidding.
There's something about that.
She likes to stick her head in the door and point at me like, you know.
Uh-huh.
Look at it.
I know.
I don't care. It's radio, okay? I know some people are watching, but it's supposed to be radio.
I know. I do my makeup, and I tell people, because I got to do a radio show, and they're like, well, why you got to do your makeup? Yeah. Because, you know, there's no new word for radio. You know, it's like albums anymore. You go, I'm going to cut an album. You know.
How do you cut an album?
Well, but we used to say that. We used to say, but nowadays it's not. It's, I don't know what it is anymore. But now I guess we do podcasts, so you can't say I'm on the radio, so I got to fix my face.
Yeah, I again. When I don't think they call it radio anymore. Now it's media, right? Now you're a media.
I'm on the
company.
Media. I'm doing media. I got media to do. I mean, what
Hey, did you hear that Barack the Obama has a 2,500 gallon propane tank that he bought to fill? And I'm thinking, what's he know that we don't know?
Propane. Oh, well, let me ask you this. And I don't know, but it brings up a point. I noticed the cost of diesel. Now, I bought a diesel car years ago because diesel at one time was cheaper than gas.
Yeah.
But now, as my grandson pointed out, the diesel prices at the gas stations were lit in bright red as opposed to the gas prices, which were in green. And we're in California, folks. So any number that you read is very frightening. But diesel used to be cheaper. So, and propane, I thought was even, I had a mountain house that ran on propane, and it was even cheaper than both of those.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering if propane is cheaper now. Or if he knows that we're... See, if the left is doing something, you're correct to be suspicious. But I don't know where that is, because I don't know what he's doing, because I always... I don't know. But you can darn sure bet if he's moving to propane...
Oh, he knows something. He knows what's coming down the road. He knows something.
Well, not he knows something, because... I think, rightfully so, as a lot of people believe, his hands are in directing our future.
Yep.
So,
I believe that. There's no question about it now.
So I need to call my finance guy as soon as we're off and have him invest in propane.
Yeah, buy as much stock as you can in the propane companies.
Well, I'm going as soon as we get off the phone.
Don't you love how Joey B is now mad at the oil companies, and he's yelling at the oil companies to produce more oil or pump more oil. And they're going, from where? You canceled our permits.
From where? No, he's like the old guy that, you know, that walks across the street and bangs on your car because, you know, he's yelling at everybody. He's constipated. He doesn't get his daily ice cream. He doesn't know which way is up, so he's yelling at people, and he hears through the grapevine or whatever left, you know, whatever he can hear, I suppose, and he hears that the American public is having a problem with the gas prices. Well, the left go-to issue is with big oil, and what do they call that when they gouge prices? That's the
price gouging. Yeah, but he.
Even though it's not true, but there's a whole system to this, and I wish I was smart enough to explain it. But he's just the old doddering guy who's crossing the street and slapping on the hoods of a car who passes 2 inches above the crosswalk line. He has no sense. He makes no sense.
Are you saying Joey B makes no sense? Oh my!
I'm saying this poor guy. The only reason he's there is because he's a doddering idiot. And
he's doing the bidding of somebody else. Yes, you're
exactly.
Right.
And I don't doubt it's Obama. I don't know who. All I know is that since COVID, and I knew that COVID opened the door, but I knew and I told people this, COVID gave them the in to everything the left has ever dreamed of. They've tried it. They've thrown out different trial balloons, but COVID gave them that open door to bust it through, and now that they see that the American public are aware of it, like the American parents are aware of it, they are going, I can't even think of a term that I can say on the radio in polite terms, but they're pushing, okay, how about this? They're
pushing, bat crap, how about bat crap crazy?
Yeah, like they're that? Pushing metal to the pedal to the metal. Yes.
So now, on a happier note, what are you doing for Juneteenth? Big celebration planned?
I was just reading the articles about that. And I guess, you know, as the left does, they pander, and they're doing all these special things to be inclusive and to show their spirit of diversity, but it's backfiring on them because it is condescending. Everything the left does is condescending. But first of all, I'm black. If you haven't noticed, I've been black my whole life. I don't know one black person who celebrated Juneteenth. I have never been to a Juneteenth celebration. I've never been invited to one. So for them to all of a sudden, as of, you know, the Joey B years, act like this is a huge thing, it's incredibly stupid. And, you know,
Wait a minute. Now, if you work for the federal government or government agency, you get Monday off with pay.
Day off.
Hey, man.
Listen, days off is days off. So, unfortunately, kids are out of school, so it doesn't help me at all. But I think that the funniest thing is that they had this, there was some company, I'd have to look it up, but they were going to do a watermelon salad for Juneteenth Day, just in solidarity, you know. And then they were surprised that they got their hands slapped.
I'm amazed. You know, I love how they make fun of everybody. And you had a black president who had total control of the Congress and the Senate.
Didn't have no Juneteenth. And
he didn't make this happen? He didn't care to make
didn't
this happen?
Have no Juneteenth. Anyway. But now we got the watermelon salad Juneteenth.
Oh,
soon
stop.
To be replaced with the...
We're going for a break. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. I'll be back with Sogi in a minute.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News, I'm Victor Paul. The Iowa Supreme Court on Friday cleared the way for lawmakers to severely limit or even ban abortion in the state.
Iowa Supreme Court ruled Friday that abortion rights are not protected by the state's constitution, a move that paves the way for lawmakers to ban future abortions in the Hawkeye state. The court reported, quote, "All we hold today is that the Iowa Constitution is not the source of a fundamental right to an abortion, necessitating a strict scrutiny standard of review for regulations affecting that right." End quote. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry. Average gas prices in the southern U.S. have seen their fourth drop in the last 5 days. The drop of 1.6 cents began on Monday with a 0.1 cent drop, followed by 0.2 cents on Wednesday, 0.6 cents on Thursday, and 0.1 cent on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. So, the senior host, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-0-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. Always appreciate your time that you're with me. Sonya Smith joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her time with me as well. And I do. She was just about to tell us what she was going to do to celebrate Juneteenth. And we got to go to commercial.
Well,
I mean,
is there
some holidays? It's like the 4th of July, you know, it's hot dogs, beans, and fireworks, and hamburgers, and, you know, that kind of thing. But New Year's Eve, some people do sauerkraut and all that. Is there like a Juneteenth favorite or something?
No, like I said, I've never been invited to, heard of, or been to, thrown a Juneteenth party. And I've said this to you last year. I don't claim to know everything about Juneteenth, but it sounds like a holiday that we celebrate because we didn't know slavery was over. That's like the amnesia holiday, or the all the white people didn't tell us that we was free holiday. So how do you celebrate that? You should actually become. You know what the Juneteenth celebration should be? Is that you register Republican, because the left, the Democrats, didn't tell you was free in the South. So you need to go, well, how come I didn't know? I was not informed. Why was I not informed? Because the people I trusted didn't tell me that slavery was over. So I just kind of think that maybe your Juneteenth celebration ought to be signing voter registration papers. We used to have. You guys know this. I wrote television comedy, and I worked on a show called In Living Color, and one of my favorite characters that they did. They did in the beginning, and only a season after I got there rooted in a slave called Timbuk, which is the greatest name ever. But Timbuk did not know. I think he was frozen. Something happened to Timbuk, and he didn't know that slavery was over. So he woke up during modern times, and it was hilarious to write this character as a slave, former slave, a slave, and now he's connected with modern day black people and all the things that he couldn't do that modern day black people could do, which was a great way of showing how far we've progressed. If you want to go that deep, it's comedy, but it does illustrate how far we've gone, because everything this person was worried and scared and couldn't do, the modern day black person could do. And people got so angry about that character that we stopped doing it. But I thought it was...
Wait a minute. So you were showing... Well, was it because you were showing how far you'd come? Or because
people
they just didn't like...
People don't go that deep in comedy. They just go, this is fun. And it was hilarious. However, it was with Keenan's brother. I forget his name.
Keenan Williams, whatever.
Brother, who's very funny, and David Alan Greer played the modern-day black person who, you know, Tim Buck woke up, and he was on the golf course, and David Alan Greer, the modern-day black man, was on a golf course playing golf and competing with a white man and conversing with a white man on equal terms. And Tim Buck was like, "Hola, what you doing?" You know, it was hilarious.
Wait, listen.
But if you look at that on a deeper level, it actually shows you how far we've come, but it actually shows you how far the left has not come. They still think we're Timbuk. They still play us as Timbuk.
That's a good point.
And the David Alan Greer character was like, no, I work with this man. You know, and the slaves I work with, you don't be, you know, you don't take care of his babies, you don't plow his fields, you know. And the other guy's like, what's wrong with you? Where have you been for the last 200-300 years?
In a coma.
It was great. It was a great, and I don't know that their intention was to show how far we've come. To me, I get that, and I maybe a deeper. I don't know. I know I'm not.
Well,
a deep thinker.
I actually find deep comedy funnier than slapstick.
It has to be rooted in truth.
Right?
If comedy is not rooted in truth, and that's the problem I think with SNL and a lot of left wing. Comedy is like, I don't have any problem with left-wing comedy if it's rooted in truth and it's funny. Like, I thought, a little off-topic here, but the joke that they had on SNL when Tina Fey did a magnificent job of playing Sarah Palin.
That was funny.
She said, I can see Russia from my house. And, you know, and that was hilarious. But if you didn't know, that's not what she said. It was a twist on what she said.
Yeah.
The left actually thought that's what she said, and she's an improv.
And played it forever. I know.
And they played it forever. Me as a comedy writer went, that's a great joke. Doggone it. That's a great. But they didn't see it that way.
Sonia, I told you about this before. I used to go to church in what used to be referred to as South Central L.A. For those of you who don't live in California, it's a little darker than my skin there, like every place you go. So it was predominantly black community, and I don't even think there were many Hispanic people out there. But that's where my church was, okay? And it's a very large church, and I will tell you this. When you walked into the church, if you were looking for me, it was easy to find me. We'll put it that way. But they would do these things during the week. They would have these shows, and on the weekends they would have shows, and one of them was called the Gospel Comedy Slam. And at first I didn't want to go because, and you probably know some of the comedians in that, but at first I didn't want to go because, you know, come on, let's just be honest about it. Christian comedy was always pretty stupid.
Yeah, sure.
All right? And so they had this, and I went, I went with the family, and I was laughing my buns off, but they were mostly black jokes, but I'd been going to church for black folks, it didn't make a difference to me. I got them.
You got the comedy.
Right? And then they had... The Right Reverend Al Sharpton and the Anointed Oreos, I think I told you this, there were two black guys and a white guy were the backup singers, okay? Right. And they did a spoof on all the old Motown guys. So I said, okay, this is cool, this is funny, this is, I want to bring these guys, I'm just being stupid, up to where we live, right? So I brought a group of guys that I was hanging out with.
Oh my gosh.
Start laughing yet.
Okay, sorry.
I brought a group of guys down to see them. And the guys that were with me, only I brought one black guy, and there were four white guys that were in the group with me. And the white guys that I had wouldn't laugh. Okay, I mean, this stuff was hilarious, and they wouldn't laugh. And finally, one guy leans up and goes, do you think we'd upset anybody if we laughed at this? I said, I think you're upsetting people because you're not laughing. But look what they did to us.
Joe, you just told my story. And I think you and Tammy went. I'm not sure, but I wrote, produced, and acted in a two-woman show called Ladies of the Right.
Yeah.
And there was, and it was based on, I saw a comedy with two men called Tuda, Texas. And they played, these two guys played the entire town. They played all the characters in this entire town. And they'd run off stage and they'd change costumes and they'd come back in. And it was flawless. And I was like, I want to do that. So I wrote and produced a show called Ladies of the Right. I did it with an older character, white woman, who was conservative, and we played all the different characters. We did the same thing, run in and out. So I came out as Sheila Jackson Lee. I played Michelle Obama. I played Al Sharpton. It was wonderful. She played Harry Reid. She played Michelle Obama.
You filled in for me on my show one day.
Yes.
Yep.
And it was so much fun, but I had someone come up to me at the end of the show, and they were like, we sat there for a minute, and we looked around, and we didn't know it was okay to laugh. And we did this because we thought it would be a great opening for conservative politicians to, it would just be a great icebreaker. It's a warm-up show to get donations and to have fun and to show that we're fun. And I had politicians come up to me and say, we love this show, but we cannot be shown affiliated with this. And there you go. And that was the beginning and the end of it.
But the mere fact that I went to, it was a Christian church, gospel comedy slam. I went there with a bunch of Christian guys to see how they felt about it. And they had been so conditioned that they couldn't even laugh at real.
That's what we are. We're comedy. So conditioned. Are you kidding me? We're so conditioned we can't even act like non-rhinos. Come on. We're messed up. As
all right. Well, I'm going to get unmessed up during the break. Be back in a minute. Joe Mancini, your host. Don't go. You take a long. I know. It's going to take longer than a minute. I got it. Be back
brush
in a minute, people.
Head.
Don't go
don't
far.
Brush your hair.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
I ought to bring it back in.
Sonya Schmidt joins me like she does every week. Always appreciate her time with me. You know, we do have a live show to do, too. I want to make sure you weren't going to talk about that other stuff that I heard when I first walked in the room. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Sonya Schmidt joins me, and she does. Now, can I have some fun with you for a minute when it comes to names?
No.
Or would you rather me not?
Oh, I have so many people call me Sonya, it's not even funny. Go ahead.
No. What's your first name?
My first name is Al Sonya, because I was named after my father, and he raised me as his son. So I'm
I think that's great. I'm sorry, but I think that's great.
I think it's great. However, the Sonya part I have a problem with, because my mother named me that, but she has no idea why. I always thought it was because of Sonya Henie, the ice skater and the Hollywood star. And she said, being my mother, she said that there was a Latina woman who came. She didn't use the word Latina, and I'm being very polite because my mother comes from the generation who would not have said that, came into the room. I think she was a housekeeper, and she said something that sounded like Sonya. So my mother tacked that on to the Al part, and that's my name.
I don't even know how to say it. I know somebody close to me whose name was the name of the dad's girlfriend.
Oh, stop.
When she was born. And it was the mom's way of shoving it in his face so that...
You know what? But that wouldn't shove it in his face. That would make the father resentful or uncomfortable with that child, wouldn't it?
Listen, I would think so, too, but I didn't...
Why did she just leave his behind? Oh.
What do you, I mean,
can I yell at somebody off while I'm on the air?
Yeah, sure. I don't care. As long as it's not me.
What are you doing?
Oh, that one.
Why is that? Why do I keep hearing the...
Oh, God. Joe Machine, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-7. See, they're going to say you just brought her on because she sounds like a angry, mad black woman, like like the movie.
No,
she's
I'm an average woman who multitasks. And if you don't know what a woman is, because we keep hearing this, y'all don't know what a woman is, watch me. I'm doing a radio show. I'm fabulous. I have to yell at somebody about how to make his own dinner because I'm doing a radio show. And I could go down the line about all the stuff that I've done. Women are amazing.
They are.
And for people, for men who can get work done and put on weaves and makeup and do all that and then say, and wear a full beard and go, I'm a woman because I feel like a woman. I'm like, you walk in my shoes for one day. One day as a multitasking woman, and you tell me that you want to be a woman.
All right, listen, I'm going to switch gears on you for a second. The Sotomayor, who I'm not a big fan of, very liberal woman, she actually was singing the praises of Justice Thomas. And... You know, you got to listen. She characterized her ideological differences, saying that Thomas has a different vision than I do how to help people and about that, how their responsibilities and how to help themselves. She said, Justice Thomas believes that every person can pull themselves up by their bootstraps. She says, I believe that some people can't even find their bootstraps. Now, I'm sorry, I don't agree with that. I think everybody can find their bootstraps if you teach them.
You don't? Okay. We're raising an entire generation of people who don't even look for their bootstraps and don't think that they have them, even if they look. So I'm not disagreeing with what she's saying. I think that she is part and parcel of why these people can't find their bootstraps, though. Hmm. I think that, for me, I come from a generation of people who said, grab your bootstraps. And they didn't go, but nobody gave them to me, and the government owes me. You find your bootstraps. You find them. And that comes in many different forms. Right now, a lot of poor kids, and I don't speak to just black kids, they're told that their bootstraps come in the form of athletic attire, and it comes in rap clothes, and so if you alleviate those two things, they really can't see their bootstraps. They really can't. They don't know any stories like Ben Carson. They don't know any stories like...
Why not?
Well, first of all, those people, Ben Carson is made fun of. As much as I disagree with many of the things about Condoleezza Rice, there's many impressive things about this.
Oh, very impressive. Yes.
Yeah, we're not told that. First of all, we don't get to hear about them, and then she's made fun of, so you don't get to look at those things. All we're told is what the left deems is where our future should go. And that's voting for them, being a rapper, being, you know, a drug addict, being over-sexualized, being... I mean, when you look at the things that the left promotes, they're all going to take black people or children or people who can't find their bootstraps in a way that they'll never find their bootstraps. You know, I think we were talking about this last week, is I know some black men who've started their own janitorial services and have done extremely well. And we would have never, we never tell our black children that starting a small business and employing other people is heroic, you know? So,
but is it fair to say, is it true to say slash fair to say, from what I read, that in the black community, there's a major push for these kids to be, you know, into sports and entertainment because that's where the big money is. As opposed to being doctors, lawyers, and Indian chiefs, you know?
Exactly. Oh, you can't say Indian. But
Native American chiefs? I don't know.
Exactly. But I will, and I think I make sort of a dig, or I'm just a little on the fence about Jason Whitlock right now. But one of the things that he said that I was absolutely in agreement with is when your goal is to be a billionaire and not to be the best godly person you can be, you're already starting at a place of failure. And not just failure, but a place where it's not of good intention. Your motivation is not going to yield you the best in life. Because even if you become a rapper and a sports person, that's very short-lived. It just doesn't last that long. So, but if you want to say, I want to be a business owner, I want to employ people, I want to be a godly man, and wherever that leads you, you do that. That could last you a lifetime, and you can help other people. So the goal to be a rapper and an athlete, and I think that's attractive to both black and white kids, since we do have this cross-cultural thing. It's going to kill you in the long run. They were talking about LeBron, who is in bed with this guy Jason was talking about LeBron, who's in bed with the CCP, and somebody like Magic Johnson, who sort of goes into the community incognito, if you will, and does things that I think really help promote business and builds the community, and you don't know who his best friends are, and he's not in the limelight.
Right.
And the Bible says, don't let your left hand know what your right hand, or right hand know what your left hand is doing. I can sort of see why when they were talking, when Jason Whitlock was talking about that in the videos I was watching this morning, a LeBron as opposed to a Magic Johnson, how they do things and what they actually produce. And it may not be huge and magnanimous. It may not be that, but it may be just enough to give people faith and hope and a lifestyle and a livelihood.
Yeah, I don't know what made people like us or even me in my world. I think I'm a pretty strong person. Not much rattles me, if you would. And yes, at the core of me not being rattled is Jesus, but I think part of it, too, is my upbringing. My upbringing with my, you know, staunch Italian family. I mean, I heard over and over again, stupid stuff, not real important stuff, but like, nobody cares. Let's go. Get going. You know, you fall on your knee, get up, let's go, wipe the dirt out, walk with the rocks in there. It's okay. You're not going to die.
Did you get those messages from men or just women?
Oh, even the women in my family were pretty good.
Exactly. Exactly. And I think that's the beauty of our community. Oh, my God, I'm using leftist terms. Of our background that we have both strong men and women that can impart such wonderful things to our children.
We are at the top of the hour. When we come back, because of what we talked about, somebody sent me a link to a woman complaining that they're burnt out, overworked, and Congress needs to act. We'll talk about that one. We'll come back.
So I wish your they were there today.
Don't go far.
Where were they today?
USA.